Today is Shir Masech B'chayres, Daf Yudalad, and we will begin at Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. We know that the Torah teaches us that one may not bring a carbon that is Baal Mum. Furthermore, the Torah teaches us that there are really two, as in our Shurim we've discussed this, that there are two types of Kedusha. There's Kedusha Saguf, otherwise known as Kedushas Mizbeach, when we magdish an animal to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. And then there's Kedushas Tamim. Kedushas Tamim means that we, typically it means that we will magdish something for the Bedek HaBayis. However, in our shir we get introduced to a no type of Kedusha. And that is somebody who is magdish an item, in our Gemara, an animal, which the animal itself cannot be brought as a carbon, but he's not being magdish the animal with the intent that we sell it and the proceeds go to the Bedek HaBayis, but rather he's being magdish it with the intent that the proceeds go for a carbon. And says the Mishnah, Kalakot Shim Shikodim Mum Kavul Adesham. We have such an animal that you were magdish. And when you were magdish it, it already had a full-fledged mum. And as the Rishonim all point out, it's usur to be magdish such an animal. But the issue is that even though it's usur to be magdish, there is a level of kedusha that comes on it. But since, as we become very clear in the Gemara, it's a very low-level kedusha because you were magdish it and it's about mum. So when you niftu, when you redeem that kedusha, chayavim b'bchayim v'tanis, that animal reverts back to being treated like a regular animal. And as we've been learning, a regular animal is chayavim b'chayra, it's chayavim matnas kohuna. This animal as well will be chayavim b'chayra matnas kohuna. Yotzul chulin, and it becomes completely chulin. The gaza is you could shear its wool, love it, you could work with it. For although, as we will learn in the Kamim Dafin, Psulei HaMadoshin, an animal that was a Kodesh to be a carbon, that becomes disqualified, and you appoint it, afterward, it has the level of Kedusha, and you certainly can't shear its wool or use it for work. This animal, since it began with such a low-level Kedusha, those halachas will not apply. And similarly, V'lodon, V'chelbon, their children and their milk will be mutter. Lacha p'yoinam. All of this is only after the redemption takes place. Furthermore, v'ashoch t'mechutz, if somebody shechs these, any of these types of animals outside the Azara potter, as we learned, there is halacha that one may not bring an animal that's designated for carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, shchut t'chutz. These animals that we're discussing, since they never had that kedusha, because they could not be brought as a carbon, don't have the halacha of shchut t'chutz. And as Rashi explains, as we will see in the Gemara, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that even though there's a halacha that according to Rav Akiva, an animal that has a mum that's called dukin shebaayin, cataracts, that the halacha is such an animal should not be brought as a carbon, but the halacha is an olah, if it's put on the mizbeach like teirid, it should remain there. This animal, that's only by an animal that had a real kedusha saguf. This animal, which we've been explaining, never had that high level of kedusha. Therefore, there is no halacha on this animal, an olah, that if it was put on the mizbeach like teirid, shouldn't be removed. And therefore, since it never has a place on the mizbeach, therefore the Isra Shkuti Chutz doesn't apply as well, because the Isra Shkuti Chutz only applies on an animal that could have, at least in some circumstance, been put on the Mizbeach. This animal could not have been put on the Mizbeach under any circumstances, and therefore there is no din of Shkuti Chutz on it. And furthermore, the Enos and tomorrow, the Halacha is, as we will learn, the Torah Kedosha teaches us, that if somebody, Homa Yomir, one should not substitute Lo Yomiremu, one should not substitute the kedusha of an animal onto another of car of an animal to another animal. But the Torah Kedusha teaches us from Hama Yomer, if one does so for Yehu Smarasa Yer Kaidish, that the second animal becomes Kaidish as well. Again, since our Mishnah refers to an animal that has such a low level kedusha, there is no rule of Tamura. Vim Esu, and if they die, Yipadu, they may be redeemed. And as Rashi teaches us in this line, in this words of the Mishnah is teaching us actually two rules. One rule is that the halacha is, and we will discuss this towards our end of our shir and tomorrow's shir, mitzvah shem, that the Torah Kedusha teaches us that at least under certain circumstances, when one is pay the kachin, he has to have hamada v'harocha, he has to be standing during that evaluation. Then animals obviously cannot have hamada v'harocha. The Mishnah is teaching us that this animal that you were magdish when it was about mum never had that level of kedusha, and therefore certainly the requirement of hamada v'harocha doesn't exist here. And furthermore, normally there's a halacha, says Rashi, the ain't poidim kachim lachilam leklovim. We're not allowed to be poid the kachim with the intent that it should be given to dogs. Here too, this animal is not going to be edible. It's an avela. It died. It's only going to be given to dogs. Yet teaches us the Mishnah that since it never had that level of kedusha, you could redeem it with the intent with its meat going to be eaten with klovim. Actually, this Mishnah that Chroyim discuss is used to discuss a very interesting question. The halacha is that it's also lasa schayr b'davar also. A Jew may not do commerce, may not do business with something which is a prohibited item. And therefore the halacha is, a Jew should not be in the business of selling nevelos. Machloitus rishonim, if the iser is an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanan. So, there's a machlaikis, the shach and the bach, versus the taz. That even though, as we've just said, the halacha is one night may not do schayr v'davar also, the halacha is the nizdam nuloy. If somebody didn't intend to do business with davar also, but it came to him. The classic example is if somebody shechted an animal, and it turns out to be a trefa, it turns out to be an avela. I didn't set out to do business with this treif and nevela. I now have a treif and nevela in my possession. The halacha is I could sell it. But the shach and the bach hold that it only can be sold to a non-Jew. It can't be sold to a Jew who will sell it further. That is included, they say, in the category of schayr v'davar asur. The Taz disagrees. And the Taz says that let's say I have a nevela. And I'm not in the business of selling the veils. I don't know what to do with it. I could sell it to another Jew who will sell it on further. So they want to bring a raya to the sheet of the Taz from our Mishnah. Because what's happening here? Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where Hegdish is selling it leklovin. Who are they selling this money? Who are they selling this to? To other Jews. And the Jews will then go on and sell it further. So isn't this a raya to the Taz's opinion that you could sell Dover Osir to another Jew if your intent is that that other Jew should sell it further? So I saw two explanations why Hadashach and Bach will explain their opinion even according to our Mishnah. One explanation is that it's us to sell it to a Jew when my goal is that the Jew will go and sell it further. That's considered Schayr B'Dover Osir. But let's say I sell it to a Jew who's going to feed it to his dog, that isn't considered Schayr B'davar Asur. And that's exactly what the Mishnah refers to here, that it's being sold to that Jew who will give Hegdish money and use this meat for his animals. Another pshat I saw from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Shalat Shuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Kotel Gavarov, he explains that the halacha is that someone who has, as we just said, according to the Shach and the Bach, somebody who has a Dover Osir may not sell it to another Jew. But who are we referring to in our Mishnah that has this animal which is an avela? And our Mishnah, the one that has the Nevela, is Hegdish. Who is Hegdish? Hegdish represents all of Klal Yisrael are members of Hegdish. Since all of Klal Yisrael are members of Hegdish, so when Hegdish is selling it to me, it's not like it's going from one Jew to another Jew. I'm part of the original ownership, and therefore the issue of selling from one Jew to another Jew would not apply. Chutz men b'chav en maisa. However, teaches us the Mishnah that this halacha that we're speaking about, Bali Mum, does not apply by b'chav en maisa, which means that if an animal, if a fetus, a b'char, was a Bal Mum already in its mother's womb, still when it comes out, even though it's Bal Mum from before, Kedushas b'char, it has the din of a b'char. Of course, it won't be brought as a carbon, but it has to be given to the Kayan, like any b'char Bal Mum. And similarly, we know there's a din of Maisa Behema, that we have to take all our animals, and every tenth animal becomes the Maisa Behema. And if the tenth animal happens to be a Bal Mum, it's still designated as Maisa Behema. And the Achrayim try to understand what this did, how we understand this rule. Because they ask, if the principle that we're learning in our Mishnah is that a Bal Mum is not able to be Hegdish, so why is it different by Bechor and by Maisa? So as far as Bechor is concerned, I saw that the Sefer Reishis Bikurim explains, because the animal that's born is actually not considered a Bal Mum while its mother's womb. While a fetus is still in its mother's womb, it can't be called a Bal Mum because it hasn't been born yet. So what happens here? The animal, the baby is born, and as soon as it comes out, it gets the designation of being a Bechor, but it's not actually a Bal Mum until it completely comes out. And therefore, it's in the same category as we're about to learn, a situation where first it was a Bal Mum, first it was Hegdish, and then a Bal Mum, where there are different laws in effect. That's how the Resh Bikurim explains. The problem with this Peshat is that we haven't explained Maisa. So I saw that Rav Aaron Cutler, the Mishnah of Rav Aaron, has a different way of understanding this rule. He says, the halacha that an animal which is Bal Mum cannot become Kodesh is only in a situation where I'm making the animal Kodesh. Where we have an animal which is a regular animal, and I'm coming to be Magdish that animal. So the halacha is that one can't be Magdish an animal that's a Bal Mum. Whereas, when we speak about Bechor, when we speak about Meiser, it's not that I'm doing it. Bechor is automatically Kodesh Mirechem. And even Meiser is Kodesh by the fact that it came out as the tenth animal. And therefore, it has very different rules than the halachas of regular animals. Continues the Mishnah. However, the Kol Shekidem Hedesham Esmuan. Let's say first you were Magdish the animal, and then it became Bal Mum. Or it did have a Bal Mum, but the fact that it was a Bal Mum, it was a Mum Oiver. And there's a Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand a Mum Oiver, a passing Mum. Some Rishonim explain that a Mum Oiver means it's a curable Mum. As long as it's curable, it's not considered a full-fledged Mum. But there's a Machloikas, what does curable mean? Does curable mean only if it's curable by itself? But if it requires external intervention, that isn't called a Mum Oiver, even though it's curable. Or even if it requires external intervention to heal it, that is enough to make it be considered a Mum Oiver. Furthermore, there's an interesting question that Reb Chaim Oizer poses. Why is indeed the halacha that a Bal Mum Oiver is considered, the Hegdish is considered a full-fledged Hegdish? Because he discusses why, he said we can look at a Bal Mum at two reasons why a Bal Mum cannot be considered full-fledged Hegdish. One reason is because it can't be put on the Mizbeach, and the other reason is because it's redeemable. And any Hegdish which is redeemable does not have a high level of Hegdish. Says Reb Chaim that the Halacha Mum Oiver shows us what is the real issue of a Baal Mum. He says, because the truth of the matter is, the while the animal actually has the Mum over, it can't be put on the Mizbeach. So if the Vart of Mum is that it can't be put on the Mizbeach, and that's why he doesn't have the Hegdish, so then why in our Mishnah, says Reb Chaim, does an animal that has a Mum over, can it be considered a full-fledged Hegdish? While it has the Mum over, it can't be put on the Mizbeach either. It must be, says Reb Chaim, that the issue of a Mum is because the animal with a Mum is redeemable, and any animal which is redeemable does not achieve that high level of Hegdish. An animal without a Mum is not redeemable. And since the halacha is that a Mum over as well does not have that, cannot be redeemed, because it's a passing Mum, therefore it gets the high level of Kedushas HaGuf. So again, says the Mishnah, V'kol Sheik Kodem HaGdeshim Es Mumo, if there was, first you were Magdashim and then it got a Mum, or it was a Mum over HaGdeshim, it was only a Mum over, L'achkat, and afterwards this animal which had a full-fledged Hegdish, Noil Lehem Mum Kavua, gets a Mum Kavua, the Niftu, and then they are redeemed, P'turim and Achayim Ratanis, even though now they were redeemed, there's still a vestige of Kedusha left, and therefore you can't, there's no Chiyah B'Chayim Ratanis. And furthermore, even though you were redeemed, then Yotzim L'chulam L'gosu V'lovid, you may not shear them, or you may not work with them. To lav them, V'chalbam, and similarly their offspring and their milk are osur, lacha pejoinam, even after they were redeemed. And furthermore, V'ashartah B'chutz, if somebody shechs them B'chutz, he's chayiv for shchutei chutz. Again, the halacha here is regarding, says Rashi, an animal that has dukin shiba'ayim. This animal that has the cataract, since it has kedushas aguf, should not be put on the mizbeach. But the halacha is im olo if it's put on the mizbeach like tayrid, and therefore this animal, if it's brought by chutz, is considered shkutei chutz. Again, since they have a full level of kedusha, the ois and tamura, the subject to the halacha of tamura, and furthermore, v'meis if they die, since they had this high level kedusha, they have to be buried, they may not be redeemed for giving to klavim. The Mefarshim point out that the Mishnah uses the words yikavru, not yisroifu, to burn, because they have two approaches how to explain. One is because the Torah is very specific. Where the Torah says burning should be done, only there is burning the option, otherwise you should bury it. And furthermore, since this animal is osur b'hano, if you're going to burn it, you may end up benefiting from the ashes, and therefore the halacha is your kavur should be buried where you should not be able to come to any benefit from it. Furthermore, the Rishonim suggest, because of this explanation that we just gave, not only must it be buried, but we should be careful to bury it deep in the ground that nobody should chas v'shalom come to benefit from it under any circumstances. Says the Gemara, we spotted the Mishnah referring to a situation where we had an animal that had a mum before you were magdashit, and the Mishnah says that after you paid it, you chayiv in b'charim etanus. Tama, so what do we see? The niftu, because they were redeemed. Holay niftu, if they were not yet redeemed, p'turim min b'charim etanus, they would not be subject to b'charim etanus. Why? Because Kesavar, it's obvious that the Tana of our Mishnah is of the opinion. Kedushas Damim, that even though the animal in the first part of our Mishnah, as we've been explaining, has a very low level Kedusha, it's only Kedushas Damim, it's still enough to be Matcha Menavachar Matanis to say that while it has this low level Kedusha, it doesn't have the Alokas of Bechayra or the Alokas of Matnas Kohuna. The Yotzin L'chulim, and furthermore the Mishnah says that after they're redeemed, you could cut the wool off and you work with them. Again, makes the Gemara the point. Tama the Niftu, only because they were redeemed. Halay Niftu, even though it has this low level Kedusha, but until they were actually redeemed, Asurim to Gizav Avoida. You may not have Dugizav Avoida. Points out the Gemara. Besile Reb Lezer. This supports the opinion of Reb Lezer. The Amr who holds, which cuts you by the Kabayas. Even animals that only have the low level kedusha of kedushas by the kabayis, asur megizah avoda, also megizah avoda. Ask the Rishonim, Why we have to have a special limud to teach us that it's also the gizba avoida? Certainly it's hegdish, and because it's hegdish, there's a rule of me'ila behegdish. So of course we can't take the wool. Isn't that considered me'ila behegdish? So one answer the Rishonim explain is that the Gemara is teaching us the following situation. It's not that chas v'shalom that I'm taking the wool of this animal which is hegdish and using it for my own purpose. That of course we all understand is usur. It's me'ila behegdish. The case that's being referred to here, they explain, is a situation where I bought the wool from hegdish. So since I bought the wool from hegdish, so there's no isur giza of taking the wool. But yet the Gemara teaches us there's a new issue involved, and that is the issue of, cutting the wool carries with it its own independent isur. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest, that's referring to a situation where I am taking less than a shava pruta of wool at a time. So the isser of me'ila v'hegdish would not apply, because the isser of me'ila v'hegdish only applies when the wool is, when it's shava pruta that I'm taking. But this new rule, that it's also v'giz v'avayda, will apply even when the amount of wool I took is not shava pruta. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Reb Elezer's opinion. The Reb Elezer holds that kotzi by the kavayis are also begizav avoida, because the Mishnah, the case of our Mishnah, is also where you have a bamum that you amount to bamum, and it's clear from our Mishnah that until you applied it, it's also begizav avoida. Amri, to which they say loy, you can't compare kedushas damim, which is the case of our Mishnah, which we explained, that our Mishnah first a case where a person was magdishit with the intent to sell it and bring kabbonis to bedek abayis. Why? Kedushas damim is bedek our Mishnah, which refers to a situation where someone was magdish the value to buy with it kabbonis for the mizbeach. Who the mechal for kedushas gufu mizbeach? That is easily confused with real kedushas aguf. And since it's so easily confused with real kedushas aguf, that's why Gosber Rabban and Chazal said that until you do the pidyon, it's also the gizav avoida. Avakotz of edikabayis, which are totally dissimilar to kedushas aguf, loy, there is no halacha, and it would be mutar begizav avoida perhaps. We learned in the Mishnah further, v'lod v'chal b'mutar. The v'lod and the chal of these animals are mutar. So again, ask the Gemara Heichidam exactly what is the circumstance that the Mishnah is referring to. Elaim this aver v'zial l'lachet b'joinam. We were magdish about mum, and then you were poidered, and after you were poidered, it became pregnant, it conceived, and had a baby. Of pshita, of course, it's full-fledged chulininu. Furthermore, says the Sfasemis, an interesting chiddush, that let's say when you were magdish this animal that's about mum, it was already pregnant. Says the Sfasemis, that animal that is that fetus has a full-fledged kedusha. Because when you magdish the mother, you also magdish the child. What is the case of the Mishnah? Ella the abel of nepinyoinam, that it became pregnant, you were magdish the animal that's a balmum, and it wasn't pregnant. It conceived while it was hegdish, v'syalid lachet b'joinam, but it actually gives birth after the redemption. Which seems to teach us that then the halacha is that that baby is mut the as mutter. Hogus Nabijona, it seems to teach us that if the animal would have conceived while it was hegdish and given birth while it was hegdish, as Siri it would be usur without pigeon. Rashi seems to learn that it would be usur without pigeon. You would have to have pigeon, but it seems from Rashi you could not actually bring the animal, this baby, as a carbon. You have to be pied it. The Gemara is about to begin discussing the halachas of that pigeon, but you can't bring it itself for a carbon. There, Chaznish is not quite sure that that's what Rashi means. Chaznish says, maybe what Rashi means is that you don't have to bring it as a carbon, you could be pied it, but if you want to bring this baby as a carbon, you would be maybe allowed to. So now the question is, again, the situation we're referring to is, you were magdish an animal that's a balmum, and while it was hedgish, it conceived and gave birth. The question is, when you point to this baby, what are the circumstances? Because as we know, normally, we're not allowed to be point to an animal until it becomes a bar mum. This baby, nitfis niftin tamimim, can we be point to them while they're not a bar mum? Or any niftin tamimim, must we wait for them to become bar mum? Toshma, Sigmar brings Raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Amakus bala mumin kavuim legabim mizbeah. If somebody was magdish a bar mum for the mizbeah for Yoldu, Yamachru, they could be sold. The ain't srichim mum. We don't need to wait till they become bali mum. Shein kedusha chol aleihem, because a full fledged kedusha cannot come in them. Why? Shlei tofu chama minikar. Since their entire kedusha emanates from their mother, and their mother, as we've been explaining in this entire shiur, has a very low level kedusha, because when we were magdish the mother was about mum. So therefore, the child, which is emanates its kedusha, emanates from its mother, certainly should not be treated strictly, and therefore could be redeemed even before it becomes a bar mum. It's interesting to note that the Achronim used this concept of shlei tofel chama min ikar to teach us an interesting question. We know that on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, there's a halacha midaraisa of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, of Tosfos Shabbos. That means, on Matzah Yom Kippur, a person has to take Yom Kippur a little into past the Zman on Matzah Yom Kippur. A person has to take Shabbos a little past the Zman on Matzah Shabbos. And the question that the Miches Chinuch and other Achroinim, Yeshua Shankov, discuss is the following situation. We have a boy who, Bar Mitzvah, is Matzah Yom Kippur. His birthday is Yud Aleph Tishrei. Or a boy whose Bar Mitzvah is Matzah Shabbos. So he's not Mechuyiv Yom Kippur, because he was still a Katan Yom Kippur. And he's not Mechuyiv on Shabbos, because he was still a Katan on Shabbos. Will he be Mechuyiv in Tosfos Yom Kippurim? Will he be Mechuyiv in Tosfos Shabbos? So actually, regarding Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the Achronim suggests, it's a much easier question. Because what does Tosfos Yom Kippurim represent? That you have to take the fast a little past the Zman. But if you didn't fast, so you can't take something that doesn't exist. You can't extend something that doesn't exist, and therefore he's certainly not Mechuyiv in Tosfos Yom Kippurim. The question is, what about Tosfos Shabbos? This child becomes a mitzvah Matzoi Shabbos. Must he hold Tosfos Shabbos midaraisa? And the Achronim say that the answer to this question is in our Gemara. Because our Gemara introduced the concept of Shleyei Tofel Chomim and Iker. The Matzoi Shabbos, the Tosfos Shabbos, cannot be more stringent than the Shabbos itself. So if this individual, because he was a Katan, wasn't Mechuyiv in Shmira Shabbos Midaraisa, he can't be Mechuyiv in Tosfos Shabbos. So continues the Gemara, Tama. What is the factor that we're discussing? Shlei tafel chama menikar. That we shouldn't treat the children more stringently than we treat the parent. However, teaches us the Gemara, what we do see from here is, Avul higdish zoch ledama, if somebody was magdish an animal, which is a healthy animal, and as the Rosh explains, that he was magdish this animal with saying stam, that it should be kodesh, and he didn't articulate what type of hegdish he meant. And even though normally, says the Rosh, the halacha is that when somebody doesn't articulate what type of hegdish he means, it becomes kodesh or kedushas bedek habayis. Here, it kodesh kedushas aguf. We see it gets kedushas aguf. In other words, only when there's a problem of shlei tofel chama min ikar does it prevent the full-fledged kedusha from coming. But when you don't have that in the way, then the halacha is that it gets the full-fledged kedusha. And we say that it doesn't only have kedushas by the kabayas, but it should actually be brought on mizbeah. Mesayla l'rova, which is what Rava taught us many times in Shas, Dama Rava, Higdish Zoch L'damim, that even if somebody was magdish a healthy male animal for its value, since it can have a Kedushas HaGuf, then the Kedushas HaGuf is Chal. We say, and Rishonim explain, that that Kedusha spreads and doesn't limit itself to the lower level Kedusha of Kedushas Pradik Abayis, but actually it spreads to have a Kedushas Mizbeach, a Kedushas HaGuf. The Rishonim all try to understand why does Rava speak strictly about a case of a Magdish Zohar. He could have said the same lure by being Magdish in the Keva. So Rashi says that since most animals are brought for carbon oiler, and a carbon oiler is brought only from males, that's why Rava chose that example. But in fact, according to this explanation of Rashi, if somebody was Magdish a healthy Nekeva, indeed Rava would teach us that the halacha is that it should be brought for a carbon shlomo. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that this halacha only applies by a Magdish Zohar. By a Magdish Nekeva, it doesn't get a Kedushas HaGuf. Other Rishonim explain that since the carbon that one should always bring is a carbon oila, if one is indeed Magdish and Nekeva, unlike Rashi, who says that indeed Rava would agree that it should be brought as a carbon shlomim, the halacha would be that we should sell that Nekeva and buy with it an animal to bring as a carbon oila. And that's why Rava spoke about a Magdish Zohar and not a Magdish Nekeva, because ultimately it has to become a carbon oila, not a carbon shlomim. We learned in the Mishnah Vashakta Mechutz Potter, that if somebody shechted this animal Mechutz, he'd be Potter. Rabbi Elazar Masni, Rabbi Elazar however has a different version of our Mishnah. He says that Yechayiv, because Mukla Vibam Siyachas. We know that in different periods of our history, when there was no Mishkan standing, Klal Yisrael were allowed to bring Kabonis on a Boma. Of course, that all ended once the Beis HaMikdash was erected. And when the time of Bamas were permitted, there were actually two types of Bamas. There was a Bamas Yochid and a Bamas Tzibur. A Bamas Yochid is a private Bamas in which you could bring your own private Kabonis. A Bamas Tzibur, you bring Kabonis Tzibur on. So Rav Loz is teaching us that this animal, which is a Balmum, may not be brought on a Bamas Yochid. Bamas Rav Loz, Menayim Mizveich Behema, how do we know that when bombers are permitted and you have an animal that's about mum, you over loisasei shenema loisizbech la Hashem lekecha shor v'seh ashiyeh by mum kol dover ra ki so'abas Hashem lekecha hu imein imin bobek doyla. So explains Rabbi Elazar, if I don't need it to teach me that you may not bring a Baal Mum and a Baal Gedoyla, except because there's already another pasuk that says, Averis, Oishover, Oichorot, Oyabelis, Oigarav, Oilefis, Oisakriva, Eilu, Lashem, Vishal, Oisitmehem, Almezbeach, Lashem, Tnayin, Yul, Baal Mishachid, to teach us that it can't bring a Baal Mum and a Baal Mishachid. Interesting to point out that the Mefarshim make an interesting observation. Many of us say every morning the brayse of Rishmol Oimer b'shloisa esrim midras haTorah nidreshes b'hem. The 13 principles how the Torah is expounded. Yet we don't find that this type of drasha, emeina enyel davazet tenel inyan acher, is mentioned in that brayse, even though it's very commonly used throughout Shas. Why the Rabbi Shmol omit it? So I saw that the Rishonim explain. Because the Shloisha Esser Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, as the words imply, represent drushes, explanation. They're not considered as if it's explicit in the Torah. Whereas this Imen Inyan is not only acceptable ways of explaining the Torah, but it's considered as if it's explicitly stated in the Torah. Ask the Gemara Eimah, why are we saying that this pasuk has come to teach us that we may not bring about Mum or Rebbe Mishyachid? On a Bamas Yochid, maybe the way to understand this is as follows. If it's not here to teach us that we can't bring Kabonis to a Baal Mum, maybe it's here to teach us that we're not allowed to bring a Bechor that's Baal Mum on a Bamas Tzibur. Because Sakhdat Chamina, we were saying, Hoy v'kodesh kishibal mum. As we learned in our Mishnah, a Bechor becomes a Bechor even if it's a Balmum. So maybe a liquor of Nami kishibal mum. Maybe the halacha is that when it's a Balmum, it can be brought on the Bum Tzibur. That's why we need a Pasuk to teach us, Kamashim on the Loi, that it's not. And therefore, a Pasuk is coming to teach us that a Bechor or Balmum should not be put on a Bum Tzibur. It's not here to teach us the halacha of a Balmum on a Bum Tzibur. Answers the Gemara, Amri Bechor Behedik Sidoi. That a Bechor that's a Balmum can't be brought, we know from a different Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, V'chiyye Balmum, P'seyecha Iver Komum Ra, Loises V'chenel Hashem L'kecha. So that Pasuk already teaches us that a Bechor Balmum can't be brought on a Bum Tzibur. This Pasuk therefore remains superfluous to teach us the halacha of Balmum of Amasyachi. Continues the Gemara, V'ema, Emeinim L'kotshim. If it's not here to teach us the halacha that a carbon can be brought on a Bum Tzibur, which maybe Maisa Behema, when it's a Balmum, can be put on the Bum Tzibur. Because the Sakhdat Tachamina, because we would think perhaps, since a Maisa Behema comes even when it's a Balmum, because as we said, that maybe it should be able to bring it when it's Balmum. That's why we need the Pasuk to teach us that it can't be brought. And as Rabbi Yosef explains, why would I think that I should treat a Maisa Behema different than Bechor? So he explains, a Bechor has its Kedusha without any human intervention at all. Maisa involves some human intervention where I have to take the animals through the door, as we explained in our Mishnah. Amri answers the Gemara, the Maisa may not, that's a Balmum, may not be brought on a Bum Tzibur. We know, Gama Havar Varm Bechor, we learn in Zereshava the word Havar from Bechor. So if a Bechor Balmum can be brought on a Bum Tzibur, so too is the Alok of a Maisa Behema. Continues the Gemara, Eima Tanei Inul Tumur's Kachim. Maybe it's come to teach us that a Tumura can't be brought on, that's a Balmum can't be brought on a Mizbeach. The Sakadat Chamina, since the halacha is that a tamura is affected even if the animal that we're using for the substitution is balmum. Because the Torah, when it speaks about tamura, says, lo yichlifenu v'lo yomar, it's a toy b'ra, a ra b'toyf. So even if the other animal is ra, it's not chal. So since it's chal, it becomes a tamura. So I would think, krevi namik shibal smum, it could burn it on the mizbeach as a tamura and balmum. That's why we need the Pasuk to loy. Answers the Gemara, I don't need the Pasuk to teach us that. I'm a craw. For how you who us merasai, makish tmerasa loy. The tmura is compared to the animal that started with the Kedusha. Mahu bamum loy. Certainly an animal that's kachim, you can't bring on the bamus tzibur when it's bamum. So too is the aloch after merasa bamum loy. So I don't need it for that. I leave it to teach us bamus yochid can't have a bamum. Maskular of Zera. Emo, maybe what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Tnei Inu Levlad is Kachin, that the Vlad of a Kachin, the Sal Kedatach, Amina Hoyle, the Kedosh, and Kshem, Bali Mumen Agav Iman, they become Kaddish, even though they're blemished, because they're part of their mother, Ubi Yerich Imoy, and therefore we would think, Shibali Mumen Nami Kravi, that when the Bali Mumen, we should also be able to be mak them, Kamashmul on the Loi, that's why we need a Pasuk to teach us, that we can't put them on the Bar Mitzibur, and that's what this Pasuk will teach us. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kfat Poska Tana Beri Bishmol. This was really responded to by the Tana Beri Bishmol. The Tana Beri Bishmol, the Pasuk says, Rak Kachecha Shilcha Unidurecha Tiso Vasa Almokim Ashivcha Hashem, Rak Kadashecha Ela Tmuris, Ashe Yulcha Ela Vlodis, Unidurecha Hakisha Kosla Nether. All the Tmura and the Vlodis were compared to the actual carbon. The actual carbon when it's a balmum cannot be brought as a carbon on the bum of Seber. These two and their balimum may not be brought on the bum of Seber. And as Tysus points out, now we no longer need the previous piece of Gemara to teach us how we know that tamura, that's a balmum, can't be brought on the bum of Seber. We learn it from the Tanna Beri Bishmol. So all types of kabbanis that are balimum may not be brought on the Bum Tzibur, we already know, and therefore we go back to what Rebbe Elazar said, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that a behemah that's a bar mum may not even be brought on a bar mitzvah as well. We learned furthermore in the Mishnah, ve'ein ois and tamura, that the animal that you will magdish when it's a bar mum can't make a tamura. Ask the Gemara my time and why is the reason? Because the Amakra, the Torah says, in the parasha of tamura, lo yach lifenev lo yomar oisoi, toi b'rao rabbi toi. So says the Gemara, hash the rabbi toiv amriloi, that the Torah says that you're not allowed to take an animal which is a bal mum and substitute it with an animal that's not a bal mum, so toiv rabbi boy. So of course we're not allowed to take an animal which is a bal mum and use it as a substitution for an animal that's a bal mum. What does the Torah have to teach us that should not be done? If rabbi toiv can't be done, certainly Toy Barash should not be done. To teach us, says the Gemara, Toy Mikara, only an animal which wasn't a Bal Mum, Oysa Tamura, can affect Tamura. But if it was Ramikara, if it was a Bal Mum, from when you were Magdashit, Ein Oysa Tamura, you can't make a Tamura, which is what the Mishnah teaches us. The Gemara in Masechta Tamura discusses the Halacha that the Torah says, that when you redeem an animal, hamada and harocha are required. Interesting, machlekes rishonim, what that means. Some rishonim explain, as the pasuk seems to say, that the animal that you're being paid, you have to actually stand in front of the kohen when he evaluates its value. Others say that it doesn't have to be actually brought to the kohen. It just has to be in a state that it could be standing in front of the kohen. Others explain that it has to be brought in front of the kohen, but it doesn't have to stand in the front of the kohen. And the Gemara Masechta Tamura discusses when does that halacha apply. The opinion of Rav Shimon is that Hamad of Arocha only applies by Kachim as Beach, and only if it wasn't a Bal Mum when you were Magdashim. There's a machloikis amoroim. What is the opinion of the Chachamim? Machloikis Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan's opinion is that kachim by the kabayis are always subject to hamad of arocha. Kachim is be'ach. There's a difference if it was first a bal mum before your magdashit, then it doesn't have that alocha. If it was a kaddish before the bal mum, then alocha would apply. Rish Lakish's opinion is that according to the Chachamim, only Bedik Abayis, only Kachim Bedik Abayis have Aloch of Hamad of Arocha. Kachim is Be'ach do not. And Tana Bei Levi holds that all Balichayim that you will magish them, no matter what, where, or when, have a Halacha of Hamad of Arocha. So our Mishnah said that these animals that were about Mum before you will magish it, have no, you can redeem them. Obviously, do not have a din of Hamad of Arocha. So says the Gemara Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Zudi Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rav Shimon. Dama, Kachim is Be'achoy B'chla Hamad of Arocha. He holds that Kachim is Be'ach are subject to Hamad of Arocha. However, the Tanan, Rav Shimon, I'm a Kachim, Be'adik Abayis, Emes, Yiftu, that if they die, you can be part of them. He holds that Kachim is Be'ach don't have kachi bedik abayis don't have a locha a mother rocha. Kachim is beach do have a mother rocha. But moider of Shimon, Rav Shimon is moider, should be bal mum ikara, that if it was a bal mum, that even though kachim is beach are subject to the halacha of hamadav rocha, if it was a bal mum before it became you were magdashid, that there's no din of hamadav rocha. My tama, amakra oisa. That an animal was a bal mum before you were magdashit, even though normally kachim is back according to Rav Shimon, a subject to the halacha of hamad of aracha, here there won't be a din of hamad of aracha. Ava chamamrim, it may see you covered. That if they died, they should be buried. Ask the Raman chachamim, that even if they were bal mum before you were magdash them, the din of hamad of aracha apply. Ask the Raman, who is that opinion is that? Says the Raman, Tanu Bei Levi, who? The Tanu Bei Levi, Hakol hoy b'chol hamad v'arocha. all kachim are subject to the halacha of a mother by racha. Vafil ba mummy kachim is bea kachim by the kabayis. Vafil ba mummy kara. Even if it was about mum before you were magish it. V'chein tani dvei levi masnisa. Afil chay afil oif that have no place on the mizbeach. If you were magnish them, have a loch of a mod of a rocha, and therefore if they die before you pay to them, you can't be paid to them. Ask them, but then we just quote the pasuk that says oisa, which seems to limit the din of a mod of a rocha. Says the Gemara, oisa, the word oisa, l'tanu be'levi kasha, it's not too difficult what he does with that word oisa. Tosfos asks a gevaldig kasha. We're saying, the Gemara says, moider Reb Shimon. But actually, as we explain and become clearer in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow's shir, everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, according to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that an animal that was a Baal Mum before you magnish it, the Chacham will certainly hold, is not subject to Hamad of Arocha. So how, as Tosfos, do we understand the word Umayda? Umayda means that he admits. There's nothing to admit to. Everybody agrees. Furthermore, the Mefarshim asks, Sefer Yakir Meiri asks, we find many times in Shas the word Kula Alma Moida. What does Kula Alma Moida mean? That everybody agrees. So again, they ask the same question. If Kula Alma Moida, so there's no Moida. Moida means I admit. There's no argument. So what? How do we understand the word Moida? There's also interesting halacha. The halacha is that when we say Moida in Shemoneh Esrei, we all know we're supposed to bow down. But the halacha is that in other places in Tefillah, for example, when we say Nishmas, when we say L'chol Avatcha, Anachnu Moidim, the halacha is one should not bow down. Not only one should not bow down, but the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, Harezeh Meguna. It's not nice if you bow down. What's Pshat? So the Sefer Yakir Meiri explains that the word Maidim has two definitions. One definition of Maidim is indeed, I admit. I machnia myself, I agree. And the other definition of Maidim means thanksgiving, hoidah. So he says, they're very different. And therefore we can understand tefillah. When we say Maidim in Shemoneh Esrei, it indeed represents that I machnia myself, I subjugate myself to Hashem. And therefore, bowing down is appropriate. When we say L'chol L'vatcha Anachnu Moedim, doesn't mean we'll be machni ourselves to Hashem. It means we're praising Hashem. When you praise Hashem, there's no need to bow down. And therefore, if somebody does bow down, Harezeh Meguna. On the other hand, further similarly, he says, sometimes you'll see the Gemara uses the words Moedim. Kula Alma Moedim. There's nobody to admit to. We all agree. It doesn't mean that we're agreeing. It means we'll be Meshabeach. Kula Alma Moida, since we all agree that this is the halacha, we praise and we say, Baruch Hashem, Kula Alma Moida, we're all agreeing. Rav Shimon Moida, everybody's in agreement, and that's the definition, and we give a shvach that everybody is in the same opinion.